The Tigran energy weapons were keyed back to non-lethal settings to avoid damaging vital systems. In addition, some carried weighted clubs, daggers and tanglers. Maliki had been aboard this class of hegemony warship before, and once a beachhead was established around the lateral airlock, he was quick to move against the engineering section with the greater part of his troops. A smaller force was sent to secure the aft armory. Most of the fighting was over in less than an hour. The injuries were terrible, yet the medic, Lieutenant Valerius, remained calm throughout, his tense manner matching his apparently tireless ability to deal with patient after patient. Gashes were pincer-wired, burns were derma-sprayed, beam or blade-severed extremities were tagged and stored in a stasis case while the wounds were coated in isolation gel, then hard-shelled. By the end, the tally had reached 2 dead and, swiftly jettisoned out of the nearest airlock, 5 walking wounded and 3 stretcher cases. Everyone looked bruised and battered and physically drained. Close quarters and hand-to-hand combat against adversaries who were 2, sometimes 3 feet taller and correspondingly brawnier was taxing, even with 2 or 3 to 1 odds. This difference in scale was reflected in the ship's interior. On his way to engineering, where Ash had set up his command post, Greg noticed the height and width of the passageways and doors, the oddly oppressive gold and grey colour scheme, and the elaborate bas-relief mouldings that covered the upper half of every bulkhead. 2 of Ash's men were dragging a dead Sandrukan out into the corridor by the feet as Greg arrived. Past the entrance to the engineering deck, the ornamentation was impressively overbearing. More bas-relief mouldings, several life-size silver statues mounted at head height in the corners, each demonstrating a different pre-industrial technical skill. Immense consoles dominated the room, with a large, complex one occupying half the floor and butting against a wide window broken into hexagonal segments. Cabling sprouted from various open panels on the big console, where a group of Tigran techs worked, watched over by Ash.
Mr. Cameron, good of you to join us, Ash said. As you can see, we're in the process of rerouting bridge functions down here. In fact, the Sandrukans had nearly accomplished it when we so rudely interrupted them. Luckily, second senior instrumentationalist Panabek here has agreed to help us.
A Sandrukan stood nearby, cuffed and shackled, towering over his 2 armed guards. His dark blue uniform was torn at one shoulder, and his broad face bore a glumly stoic look. Greg wondered at the wisdom of taking advice from an enemy prisoner until one of the Tigran techs turned and nodded to Ash.
"That's the AI cores wiped, sir," he said, "including the backup. The interface module is fully spliced into their matrix hub, and we're ready to bring the Starfire copy online."
Have all precautions been taken? Ash said.
They have, sir.
Good. Carry on.
Ash smiled at Greg.
Panabek assures me that AI transitioning is a straightforward procedure. If it's not, he'll be joining the rest of the prisoners in the hold.
Before he finished, the tiny emitters all along the top of the line of big consoles winked on, flickered, and 3 large holoscreens appeared above them, angled downwards. Smaller ones appeared at other secondary workstations around the deck. Ash nodded.